This is an All Ears English bonus episode. Prices go up April 1st for urban immersion in New York City or Boston. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Today, we recap student experiences in the Urban Immersion Adventure last summer. Find out why you should grab your spot while you still can. Hey, Michelle, how are you doing today?
Hey, Lindsay, I'm good. How's it going with you?
Well, Michelle, it is March. It's the end of March, getting towards the end of March, and I'm excited to be on this bonus episode because we are getting ready for the summer programs, the immersion program.
Oh, yes. I cannot wait to have everybody in New York.
Oh, it's going to be amazing, guys. This summer, you have two cities to choose from, New York and Boston. And, you know, we are going to involve native speakers. We're going to have an intense weekend, right? It's going to be very intense, but a growth weekend where we become different people, stronger people.
Yes, I love it. I can't wait. I had such a fun time last summer, and I can't wait to do it again. And I think New York is going to be such a fun spot.
Oh, it's going to be so cool. But we are on today. Why, Michelle? Because today is the 27th. We're getting towards the end of the month. And what is happening April 1st?
Dun, dun, dun. The prices are going up.
Exactly. The prices for this program are going up again, guys. So if you are interested in this program, we want to encourage you to go right now to allearsenglish.com/immersion. Send in your application. And what do people have to remember, Michelle, when they send in their application? Video. The video, right?
Yes, you need a video. Sorry, I didn't hear you. Yes, yes. You need a video. Be enthusiastic. Woo!
So, guys, we've been doing a lot of episodes recently, and today we're just going to send you back to a couple of very cool episodes that we have released to get more information on this program, right? So, Michelle, did you meet Jin Wook? I think Jin Wook came to the program in Boston in October, so you didn't get a chance to meet him. Isn't that right?
No, I did not meet Jin Wook.
Okay, well, that's all right, because in episode 918, which came out just yesterday, guys, you will see that Jin Wook, he's a doctor. And at that time, back in October of 2017, he was preparing to go on job interviews at U.S. hospitals. So it was super important for him to stop rehearsing English in his mind. Okay. And that's what happened, Michelle.
Wow, a doctor. That's cool.
Yeah. And that's what happened. I mean, he said that when he got on the phone with his wife, who was back in South Korea, in the middle of that weekend program, he actually started speaking to her in English.
Wow. Oh my gosh. I love that.
It was so cool. So that's what happens in this program, guys. You essentially forget to translate in your head. You forget to get nervous. You forget to rehearse because you just don't have the time. You create new pathways in your mind around English.
Right, right, right. Oh, so cool. That's such a great story.
I love it. So we want to send you guys back to yesterday's episode 918 and listen to Jin Wook's story, right? And if you find that you share something in common with Jin Wook and you want to have those same results, then go and apply and do it before April 1st. But Michelle, what is it about this program that allows us to let our students create these results? How does this program do that?
Well, we have so many different activities, right? We have native speakers, right? So you have a chance to speak with the native speakers. Everything is moving so quickly, right? And we also have the drama lab where, you know, you get to do a lot of improv activities and with the native speakers and practice sorts, all sorts of different things, like kind of almost distracting you from being scared.
Yeah, distracting you. Exactly. And when we get distracted for a while from being scared, we actually kind of forget to be scared in the future. It's like creating a new association with English. I mean, I think that's our biggest goal with this program, allowing you to feel differently when you're speaking English. Guys, this is your last chance before prices go up for the Urban Immersion Adventure. Do you want to see the real New York City or the real Boston with the All Ears English team? Meet Lindsay, Michelle, and Jessica and build real English confidence. Go to allearsenglish.com/immersion. That's allearsenglish.com/immersion.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. So you got to just take away the fear, take away the fear of being scared of making mistakes, of just putting yourself out there. Right. And so, yeah, I think that it gives you a lot of opportunities for that.
Exactly. It's so cool. So guys, if you want to also, you can see Jinwook's video testimonial and, you know, 12 or 13 other students' video testimonials. If you go over to allearsenglish.com/immersion right now. And the other cool thing, Michelle, that I want to just remind our listeners about is that we've been having native speakers from the program on the show. How cool is that?
Yeah, that is great. That is great. They're so nice, the native speakers too.
Yeah. And Michelle, I mean, how does that make this program different compared with just your typical like language school?
Well, you get to really just practice on the spot with native speakers, right? You get it only in English, right?
Yep.
And it's not just like, oh, there's one teacher. There's a ton of teachers, right? Yeah. And they're just, they're as excited to meet you as you are excited to meet them, right?
Yeah, exactly. And one of the things that Allison mentioned, and by the way, you guys can check out Allison Bieber's episode on March 6th that came out. And she is one of the native speakers in the Boston program. She mentioned that the cool thing about that is that you're on the same team as these native speakers. You're kind of working alongside them, guys, to accomplish challenges, right? Like, remember the skit in the drama lab?
Right. Definitely. Of course.
So as she described it, she said it becomes a level playing field because it's like, it's not like, oh, I have this native speaker above me here and I need to learn from them. No, you're working together to reach a common goal together as a group. So we forget about it. We forget to be nervous around them.
Right. Definitely. They're there with you. They're enjoying and learning too.
Exactly. So guys, if you missed that episode with Allison, go back to the episode on March 6th and check that out. And also there'll be another one coming out on March 14th with Katrin, who I think you met her, right, Michelle?
Yeah. I remember Katrin. Yep.
Some very nice, very kind people, guys. And so, you know, I think what we should do, Michelle, to finish up today's episode is we should read a quote from one of the students in the program, and we'll leave our listeners on that note. But guys, you can find more of these quotes from the program at allearsenglish.com/immersion. That's immersion. Michelle, would you mind reading the first part of the quote and then I'll read the second part?
Sure, here we go.
Okay.
For me, it was a great opportunity to gain confidence, to break this barrier that I have when I have to speak in English. I think that I know a lot of words. I've studied grammar for a while, but when you have to speak in real and improvised situations, the challenge is much bigger.
Yeah, here's the rest of it. So the opportunity to spend time with native speakers and with friends from all over the world and see that their struggles are pretty much the same as mine. And even with that, the natives are understanding us. This was the nicest thing for me. What I took from me is a life lesson. Wow. Love
that. Great quote. That is so great.
So cool, guys. So if you want to get more details, see all the video testimonials, all the stories of the results that can come from this kind of a program, you want to go to allearsenglish.com/immersion. But guys, don't wait. Again, Michelle, what is that date that the prices go up?
April 1st.
Oh my gosh, it's coming so soon.
I know.
It's coming soon. And we really want you guys to get the best possible price. So get in there now. Send in your introduction, your video introduction, and your application, allearsenglish.com/immersion. Cool.
Nice. I can't wait to see you guys there.
All right. Sounds good, Michelle. We will see you this summer in New York City for the New York edition of this program. Going to be so cool.
That's right. I can't wait. It's going to be a blast.
All right. Sounds good. Talk to you soon, Michelle.
Bye, Lindsay.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.